Mem Aleph Amar Aleph.
Okay. So first of all, thank you. I saw this Rambam. It was quoted elsewhere, but then we had a suffix yesterday. This problem with V'haftarecha Kamoicha. So we had two ways of saying it. Is the pshat that we're afraid that after he marries her, divorce her right away? Or is the pshat that he'll stay married to her and not like her? So the emes is the Rambam says both. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Isha Salacha Yud Tes says, "Lo yikadesh isha ad shir eno, don't be mekadesh until you see her, v'tia kasher beinov, and you know you like her. Why not? Shem lo timtzu chen beinov, because maybe you won't like her. V'nimtzu megarsha, you'll divorce her. Oh, yishreichin imav u'sayinu, or you'll stay with her and you'll hate her." The Rambam Taka says both things. That was a shayla yesterday. The Rambam says they're both true. Okay. Yeah. Now, let's talk about. Let's go like this. Which order should we do it in? So we have here two lishnas in the Gemara. The first lishna in the Gemara said that the mitzvah boy yoytzim b'shluchai is because, when the mitzvah says boy b'shluchai, the pshat is because mitzvah boy yoytzim b'shluchai. That's the first lishna. The second lishna of the Gemara says no. The pshat is that it's takanisr. Like the Rambam says, like the Gemara says, because you'll be even after echad kamaicha. And if Yosef made a statement of mitzvah boy yoytzim b'shluchai, he must have meant that in the sefer. By the Isha. Ba'a v'shlucha.
Why isn't he even considering that the case could be that the guy already saw her? And he's sending a shaliach to marry her, to do the kinyan. But b'chol often it's better that a person's involved in the mitzvah directly. There's more effort.
Right.
Even
true.
If everything else.
What do you mean? It's true, it is.
There's no Isha. It's a case of no Isha.
No, but that, but according
to what he's saying,
I'm saying that's what he's saying.
If according to the Kedami, him, it's a case by him as well. Even if there isn't where there isn't an Isser by him,
the case of the Isha, which is even when there's no Isser, still it's better to do it yourself.
But we're saying
in the Risha there's more than that's rather true by him also, but by him it's even more than that. According to the Kedam. It's even more than that. So it sounds like it's a machlaikas, meaning it sounds like the first lishan doesn't hold of the second lishan. There's some machlaikas going on between the first lishan and the Kedamri. The first lishan is learning mitzvah. It's learning that's what Rav Yosef was going on. Secondly, she's saying, no, that's an Isser. Rav Yosef is going on the Sefer. Which is mashma, that according to the first Lishna, there is no Isser. That's a Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. So what the Pnei Yeshua is saying over here is that's not true. Pnei Yeshua is saying, right, I think that's what bothered Pnei Yeshua. L'chayra, this Isser that we're talking about, that's not told about Machlaikas. That's everybody holds of the Isser. Everyone holds of the Isser. Also, them Shirkadish Tisha, Achigin Reno, Shambi Yeroba Deva Maguna. So everybody holds of that. That's not a Machlaikas. That's what Bnei Yeshua is coming to say. The Lishna Rishoyna also holds of that. It's true. Just what? What's the Machlaikas in the two Lishnas? Machlaikas in the two Lishnas is what's the Mishnah talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah? Meaning, Avada, the Lishna Rishoyna is Moida, that by him there's an Isser. But in what case is by him an Isser? In a case where he doesn't know what she looks like. Loi Makira. What's called Loi Makira. Tosis calls it Loi Makira, Makira, Loi Makira. Yeah? Loi Makira. So the first Lishna held like this. The first Lishna held, Avada, if it's Loi Makira, there'd be an Isser. But it can't be that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Why? Because if that is what the Mishnah meant to say, like the Lishnah like the Lishna Achrina. One second. Yeah. So, right? If that is what the Mishnah meant to say, that it meant to teach me an Isser, so then the Mishnah, then how do I know that the Mishnah didn't convey that to us? The Mishnah didn't tell us that. Because when I read the words of the Mishnah, Ha'ish Makadish Boy B'Shluch, what does the Yechid Amri want me to learn the Mishnah? Why do I learn the Mishnah like this? Ha'ish Makadish Boy B'Shluch, that's an Isser. Ha'ish Makadish Boy B'Shluch, that's just Rav Yosef's Din. Mitzvah Boy Yosef B'Shluch. So he says that the Lishna Mishnah held, if that's true, well, how do you know to learn it that way? If that's what the Mishnah wants me to get out from this, then it should say more. Because in the words of the Mishnah, I could have understood it not that way. I could have understood it. Also means mitzvah by yaitzim b'shluchai. Why say the same thing twice? Loizu apsu. Toisa says we only say we can't say loizu apsu when it's one bubble. Here it's two bubbles. You have one phrase, you have another phrase. So if the Lishna Mishnah held like this, if the Mishnah wanted to teach me that the first case is a case of Isser, so then it's not really teaching it to me, because from the words the Mishnah says, I could have learned not that way. I could have learned the means. They both mean mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai. So Zok Pnei Yeshua, Avada the Lishna Mishnah is moide that when he's loy makiro, there's an Isser. But what the Lishna Mishnah held was that the Mishnah is not talking about loy makiro, because if it was, it didn't say enough, because it left it open to learn that it's talking about makiro. It left it open to learn that both bavas of the Mishnah mean mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai, and it's loyzu apsu. So Memela, that's why he learned the Mishnah talk about yeah makiro. That's what he learned. It's about yeah makiro. And therefore, there's no Isser, because he knows what she looks like. And therefore, the holding of the Mishnah is just mitzvah by Yisrael b'shluchai. It says it twice, both by him and by her. And Echanami, Lezu Absu. That's what the Lishna Mishnah held. Lishna Chroina held, no. I'd rather, meaning, it's just, it's all machlokes of how you'd rather learn Pshat and Mishnah. The Echanami held, no. I'd rather say that loizu apsu is dochuk, loizu apsu is something I learn only when I have no other choice. And memela, it's clear the Mishnah meant, in as much as I have room to learn, that the each makadish bar b'shlucha means iser, and the each makadish bar b'shlucha means just the regular din of mitzvah by yesim b'shluchai. That's better than learning loizu apsu. That's better than learning both and teaching me the same din, but in a way of loizu apsu. So that's the, and that shot the Nikodami. So we say like this, Nikodami and the Lishna Mishnah are not arguing at all in the din. They're just arguing how to touch the Mishnah.
Why?
That doesn't sound like anyone's arguing
in
the din anyway.
Yeah, no, a bunch, no, because I know, but a bunch of Pshat sounded. That's what he's coming to gain over here, the Pnei Shul. Because when you learn the Gemara Pashat Pshat, it sounds like the Lishna Mishnah doesn't hold in the system. That's what it sounds like.
Oh,
so he's saying no. He agrees to the Isser. But he's learning the case differently. Exactly. Why is he learning the case differently? Because it's a machlokes of what I'd rather, how I'd rather touch up a Mishnah. Would I rather touch up a Mishnah like this? The Gedam is saying, I'd rather touch up the Mishnah that it's saying more than meets the eye than to learn Loizu Afsu. But the Lishna Mishnah held, no. And as much as I can learn, all it's saying is mitzvah yesim b'shluchai, and I can type it up with loizu apsu, I have no right to say it means the isim. It's my chlek is in how to learn.
I would definitely know Isha Miskadesha as Bob Shlucha as just knowing Bob Shlucha. Or I would know that it's a mitzvah for her to do.
Loi Zuavzu. It could be the bigger Kiddush by the Isha.
It's a bigger Kiddush. Kiddush by the Isha.
Yeah.
Okay, so how that works? The bigger Kiddush by the Isha.
I mean, it happens to be it is a bigger Kiddush by the Isha because we ourselves that's the Ran. We ourselves don't know what's the mitzvah over here.
Exactly.
It's Zenechanami. Zenechanami. So that's Loizwaf.
Even when it's not a mitzvah.
Right? Even when it's not a mitzvah on earth. So that's Loizwaf. That fits very good into Loizwaf. That's fine. Loizwaf means the second part is a bigger Kiddush. Yeah? Just the question is, meaning like this, that the way Pnei Yeshua was setting it up is, the Lishna Mishnah agrees that there's an Isser. He's just saying that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. How do we know it? We know from Svarim. The Mishnah is not discussing it. Why? Why is he learning that's not what the Mishnah is talking about? Because he held that if that is what the Mishnah was talking about, the Mishnah should have said it more explicitly. Because the way the Mishnah is set up now, you could very well have learned that it's not saying that. It's saying the same din twice, and it's leitzu apsu. And because that's all it's saying, he understood that that's taka what the Mishnah means. It's saying the same din twice, mitzvah b'yez mishluchai, b'oifen leitzu apsu. Because the army is coming to say, nay, it's schwer to learn leitzu apsu. I'd rather learn there's an unspoken Israel over here that the first bub of the Mishnah is saying more than the second bub of the different din than the second bub of the Mishnah, than to learn that's Nikolit Fay than to learn Loizu Afsu. And Mameli says the Mishnah told him that he doesn't know what she looks like, and it's all about an Israel. And that's Machlaikas.
Why either he goes on what he goes on?
But everybody holds it by the Marav. Everyone agrees, like to what Rabbi Damarab said, that if be'ein makira, it's takasir. Everybody, no one's going to argue on that. That's what Bnei Yeshua was gaining here.
So yeah.
Interessante. What do you mean? Yeah, it's one baba. It's two different babas. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if the initial approach is that it was a machlokes that.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, you know, that without Bnei Yeshua,
you would think that.
I would have thought, the first Lishna
doesn't hold of the Isser at all.
You could have learned that way. Yeah, the first Lishna doesn't hold it, maybe number half. So you could have learned that, Bnei Yeshua. They both bring Rav Yosef, but the Chiddush is no one disagrees to what the Marav said.
Even Rav Yosef,
even the first Lishna of the Gemara agrees to what the Marav said, that when it's Ein Makira, there's an Isser.
Right, and therefore.
Just the whole Machlekes is how to learn what the Mishnah is trying to teach us.
Right, and the first case couldn't be a case where it's Ein Makira because then it didn't say enough to make that clear.
Who holds that?
Lishna
Mishoina. Correct. Lishna Kama, correct.
That's
correct.
Part of like.
Correct. But for him to learn that, he's going to have to learn that the Mishnah is Loizu Apsu.
Right.
And Lishna Basra held no. I'd rather learn. Loizu Apsu is Dochak. I'd rather learn that the Mishnah is talking about the Isser than to learn it's the same as the Sefer with Loizu Apsu. It's like a different approach.
Even though it's the same word, it's not clear.
It's a machlokes.
It's hard to choose.
Right. It's like a machlokes, like a different approach how to learn a Mishnah. You know, do you learn a Mishnah that it's saying a bigger chiddush than that's written there. Is that preferable to learn, or is it preferable to learn it's a lesser chiddush and it's written below Zwafsu? That's what it sounds like he's saying. But in halacha, there's no difference.
Or in a case where it's not, where
it's not spoken out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have room to learn. We have room to learn in either direction. We have room to learn it. It's mamish saying the same thing as the next case, and it's lois after. Or what? That's the machloek to the two lishnas. Or no, but I have a choice to learn in either direction. I'd rather learn that it's saying a bigger chiddush, and not have to come on to lois after. So that's the machloekas.
So don't think about
what's I don't know, that way of learning holds that. I mean, loizu absu is a chiddush.
You of all people would say, yeah, please.
Loizu absu is a chiddush, right? At the end of the day,
it's like a last resort. Almost. Yeah, it's one above like switching around. You know what I'm saying?
What
April? Now you're just kidding.
Okay, very good. Now, the question is, we keep talking about there's a mitzvah ba yosim b'shluchoy on him, and the mitzvah ba yosim b'shluchoy on her. The problem the Ran has is, what's the mitzvah b'chal? So let's see the Ran for a second. Okay.
You don't.
Why do you think I'm so skinny?
Because you don't take it to your coffee, you take it to your Danish, you take it.
You need something in
the drink. Alright, he brings the whole thing, the Ryan, he brings the whole thing.
Natural. All this time, it's natural.
You didn't have bread, so you need to cook.
Yeah, this is what he says, Ryan. Listen to this. In the third line on the top, turn to the Amid Bey. We're not gonna go through the whole thing inside. But the third line on the top of Amid Bey is Va'afilu Achi Ashmina Masnisin. The mitzvah by Yosim B'Shluchu. Even though Tav Mitzvah Tav Duin Tav Du, and there's no Isser by her. However, the Mishnah teaching us the din by her mitzvah by Yosim B'Shluchu. Now here's the line of the Ran. This is the Afa Gav Disha Einu Mitzvah B'Piriyo V'Rivyo. Now, one mitzvah we're talking about. The mitzvah peruvu, she's not mitzvah peruvu. We learned that out. We had that in the previous sugi in the first parak. She's not mitzvah. It's mechleikas, but the way we hold, she's not mitzvah. Who holds she is mitzvah? Birchan ben Bedreika, I think. No, okay, but she's not mitzvah. Mikom makom. So what's Ran's kasha? Where's the mitzvah based on mishlucha here? She's not mitzvah. Mikom makom. Yesh lo mitzvah neishim misayes lebal the kayim mitzvosoi.
For
her. Messiah him to do his mitzvah.
So she's needed. He can't do his mitzvah without her. So it's a
Hechsher
mitzvah.
Yeah. Then the Ran says, look at this. This is what's so hard to understand. I can hear it. You can hear it. Mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. She's Messiah, his mitzvah. And that itself, on that itself, we say mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. On the siyu of the mitzvah, also we say mitzvah by Yosef
B'Shluchu. Is there such a siyu? Is there
such a thing?
What is Hechsher mitzvah? You can't do the mitzvah without this.
It's a little bit different. I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, because that is at least a halakha category. I never heard of a
Messiah of the mitzvah.
Mitzvah being a halakha that you.
Messiah the
mitzvah. Oh, you're a mitzvah. If you weren't Messiah the mitzvah, I can you are. If you didn't do the Hechsher mitzvah, then
so you want to get it.
I'm saying to categorize the Hechsher mitzvah, that's a category.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
That's
Yeah, we see what else this is implied. I don't know. But look what he says now. Now the Ran says what we saw yesterday in Rashi. Look at this. V'chitem, if you'll ask, v'chanami gabedido iki isura. She has an isura also. Ki yav gedusha l'shalucha v'lo chazi la. That was Rashi. We saw this in Rashi yesterday. Ein achinami. It's true, she has an isur. Umeu masnisen bedido kamar, but the mitzvah is going on her. Shehim is kadeshes ba'u b'shalucha. Hilkak, therefore, hide the tana ba'u l'mitzvah ashminon. Therefore, when it says by her mitzvah ba'u yoyzim b'shalucha, it's talking about the mitzvah. The isur bedido, like, because she has no, her own egin isur she doesn't have. She has an isur because she's like the Messiah, his isur, like Rashi said. But mitzvah on her, there's no isur independently. And therefore, we're not talking about the isur, we're talking about the mitzvah. I'll raise her, but I'm the day, but the raise her, no matter him. Tana boy mishum isura. This is what's very hard to understand. I mean, I don't have a real tenets for the Ran, but I at least saw somebody ask the Kasha. I think that's what he's asking. The Yamshel Shloima, they have it on the shelf over here, the Yamshel Shloima. The Marshal Sefer on the Yamshel Shloima. It goes according to the Daf, according to the Gemara. They have this set over there, and I think he's asking this Kasha, which is, what's happening here according to the Ran? The Mishnah mentions by her mitzvah by Yosef b'shlucha, even though she does not have her own mitzvah. The mitzvah by Yosef b'shlucha is only to be Messiah, his mitzvah. Yeah? So why doesn't the Mishnah say she has an Isser the way it says that he has an Isser? Oh, that's because it's not her own Isser. Is there an Isser for the Messiah, his Isser? Yes. Why doesn't it mention it? Because it's not her own. If why Lagabi the Isser, the Mishnah leaves it out because it's not her own, even though he's also for her to be Messiah him. But Lagabi the Mitzvah, that is included, even though it's also not her own, it's only to be Messiah him. That's what the Ran's saying, but
not in the boy, it's in the Kedushin.
What? Let's say, think about it. We split up the Ish from the Isha. Why did we split them up? That's what the Ran's saying. The Ish, the Mishnah's saying Isser. The Isha, it's just saying Mitzvah by Yaitim Meshuch, it's not saying Isser. Then we have Akasha. She has an Isser to be Messiah. Messiah? We're not talking about Messiah. Okay. So what is the Mishnah saying by her? Mitzvah by Yaitim Meshuch. What kind of Mitzvah? What's the answer according to the Ran? Messiah. Subah. So, what's the difference? Are we counting Messiah or not counting Messiah? If we are counting it, she's the same as the Ish. They should both have an Isser. And if we're not counting it, there's no Mitzvah of Yaitim Meshuch either.
Then it should be the same. If it's not a Mitzvah, then it's a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah on her. That's why I was asking you. Maybe
Messiah. No Mitzvah on her. What? Talk about the Ran. The Ran, there's no Mitzvah on her.
Saying the mitzvah Messiah.
Messiah, his mitzvah. Right, that's what the Ran says. There's no.
And is that a mitzvah? Is being Messiah his mitzvah?
It's called Messiah mitzvah. Whatever that is. So Messiah of there, Messiah mitzvah. Mechora, what's the difference?
Messiah mitzvah, mitzvah. That's why I say to you, if you call it an actual mitzvah, that is a mitzvah. That's a sort of mitzvah. She has got a mitzvah in this whole thing. Is Messiah mitzvah not a?
It is whatever you want to call it. Because whatever you're going to call it, I'm going to call Messiah Isser the same.
You can't do without. Messiah can do the mitzvah still, so I didn't have someone help. If you can't do without, then it's a mitzvah in
opportunity. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're going to call it, you're going to call Messiah Isser the same. It's on the other side of the coin.
Maybe
because,
not.
Why not? What's the difference?
There's a difference. Because
if you're Messiah, because, it's a mitzvah,
you're saying
that
Messiah is someone, an Avera, is the same as the mitzvah
of Hechsher
mitzvah.
Messiah and Avera? What do you mean?
If I was involved in causing someone to do an Avera, that is the same status in terms of its mitzvah status. Hechsher mitzvah is to doing a mitzvah.
This is Yamshel Shlomo's kasha. He asked this kasha. I think he asked this kasha. I mean, what? You're saying Messiah, a mitzvah.
You tell me it's Lifnei Iver. So that's an actual mitzvah. That's not just a. There's not just a Messiah or
Lifnei Iver.
Lifnei Iver, I'm Amish.
Okay.
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 That's like.
Okay. Okay. But how are we splitting the two up? Why is Messiah mitzvah more shaykh to her than being Messiah and Aveira?
Because I said the two main fundamentally
different. Maybe.
Unless you're saying, because you're using a term Messiah, I'm saying maybe we should use that term. Maybe we should use the term. He didn't actually use the word Messiah, did he?
Yeah.
What does he mean? I don't know if he used the word Messiah. I was interpreting what he said, it's a kilu. He's saying she has a mitzvah, it's a hechshon mitzvah. You cannot do the mitzvah for a girl without this. Therefore, this is hechshon mitzvah the for a girl.
But by the yisur, it's what? What is it? Over there, Messiah, this is what? That's less.
This is Messiah, it's less. I'm saying it's less.
Okay, maybe.
Because of his actions.
If you're right, okay. If you're right, then there's no kasha. If you're right, there's no kasha. But it's hard.
Listen. Maybe this is Lifnei Iver. Then you've got actual Avera. You haven't just got
right.
I caused him a little bit to do his Avera. No, I actually did.
The question is,
I think it's a whole different. That's why I was being a shticker on defining it. Because if you say this is Messiah, that's exactly.
If that's what he means, I don't know. It's hard to know what he means around. He uses the same terminology. I don't know. It's hard. What?
I'm talking about her.
When I go to the Messiah,
him, the man, what's more than mitzvah?
What do you mean?
I think it's more a mitzvah for him than it's
to use his golf. Why do you use his golf?
Doing what?
Doing the Maisa Kedushin.
Why? What is that?
What's the Maisa
Kedushin? What is that? What is that?
Oh, okay.
It's not a mitzvah. So what we're talking about is something completely independent from Kedushin. It's a mitzvah to be involved with
what they're doing.
It's totally independent. It's nothing to do with Pir Rivia. You guys have to do Pir Rivia.
So that's the question.
That's also a question.
One second.
It's a Kedushin, you said.
The whole concept is more of a mitzvah.
One second. Rab, no, your kasha we're going to answer also.
But separately, I would...
You're asking kasha anyway. He's asking kasha anyway. If Kedushin is really just a Kenyan to... The mitzvah is Peruvu. That's the mitzvah. So then what in the world is a mechal, even by the Ish? Even by the Ish, what's the mitzvah by Yosem Yibashluchai? So we'll get there.
Maybe here, part of the difference is that it's really not in her control in terms of the mitzvah part. Meaning, if we're saying it's more mitzvah for her to be miskadezah than her shlich. If she wanted to do it herself, but the other guy is going to send the shliach. So it's for fun anyway.
But when we talk about mitzvah bar yeres mishulcha, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's sending a shliach.
We're
talking about a case where he's not sending a shliach. He's coming, and she sends a shliach.
The reason why we don't say it's an iser for her because she really can't control that part of the iser.
Well, what if he's coming himself? He's not necessarily sending a shliach.
I know, but if he... No, but I'm saying, but she can't control it because the best she can possibly do...
Is go herself. Right.
But if he doesn't...
Okay.
Then it's stuck. For him, it's really in his control.
I mean...
He can say, I'm not there.
Say the other way around.
If he doesn't show up to begin with, that's in his control. He's the guy who's going to determine whether or not he sees her or not. Right, for sure.
Right, but she could also say, you know, we're not accepting the Kedushin. I'm not accepting the Kedushin until you see me. That's why it's a Messiah, but I'm not going to accept the Kedushin until you see me.
Yeah, but
why? Because you have an iser to do it without seeing me. So
his iser really is because he controls whether or not.
Yeah. It's definitely more of a direct. That's why it's called
Messiah.
That's by him. It's not called Messiah. By her, it's called Messiah.
But
in the Ran, but again, the problem is that
no, that's not the issue. The issue is not
seeing him
to her.
The issue for her would be that she's not letting him.
It's not the issue about the
Kedusha. No, but even about the Kedusha, it's not the issue. That's just Isser itself.
Isser
is being Kaddis Umadazir. That's it.
Question.
What's the Isser?
That. Because it might mean you do not do at the moment.
What's the question on the round?
It's a preventative. It's a preventative.
Why is the round talking about
Sioux? It might come to. Not like Isser. But Isser itself is.
What's the
mitzvah? You can't get married without seeing a person. So I say. For him, he can control that. He can't control that. Let's say she right. wants him to see her.
Right.
She'll go. If he doesn't show up, it's not gonna happen. Right? If himself
the mitzvah of the
what? Think about it. If she says a shluch.
First part of the mission by the mission told me the iser. Second part of the mission by the mission.
It's all up to him. The actual kiddush never getting married.
That's what the Kadami learned.
It's up to him. He's going to decide what happens.
The round one mitzvah.
If he shows up, he's going to see that. He's
going to be like, you're not the rule. You're going to the round, right?
He's a shliach. What's he going
to do? So you are to his mitzvah for a reason.
She's a shliach. She's not accepting the Kiddush.
Why doesn't he talk about her?
She can also decide.
No, not really.
He talks about his Isser.
I'm not going to go there.
It doesn't matter. The mitzvah does
matter. He's the guy.
Why is it not her Isser?
Because it's not her. The Kiddush would be
not. No, but the man is definitely
right. So we don't include... The mission is not a good basis where all she needs to be Messiah.
All everything over here is
what it means. Why? Why?
And
again, by him, we spoke about Isser. By her, not the mitzvah is not shaykh to her, and the Isser is not shaykh to her. The only way either one is shaykh to her is with Siyua. That's what the Ram says. So is the mission talking about? And the reason he didn't mention her Isser is because the mission is not dealing with Siyua. It's only dealing with her. So if that's true, then what's the mention of mitzvah?
It's not a problem.
So Tovia wants to say, no, the Ran doesn't mean they're the same getter. Even though it sounds similar, the Ran means by mitzvah means something which is more of an independent. The siyua itself is more of an independent mitzvah on her. Ashenka by Isser, the siyua is more just for Gabi him. Which maybe is true, but I mean, the Ran doesn't. That's a problem. The Ran. V'mchobakim yesh mitzvah nishim esayas labal l'kai mitzvah soi. And by Yisri it says,
the problem is in the run itself.
Yamcha Shlomi has the kasha.
In the run itself. The run is saying,
no, because of this, he says differently than the run.
It's in the run itself.
I didn't tell anybody asking to give an answer. If your way of saying is true, then yeah.
Why is Rashi this way?
No, it's not Shvan Rashi. No, whoa, 1 second. Rashi never said what mitzvah shaykh to her.
Rashi
said half of the Ran. Half the Ran you can say, as long as you don't say the other half of the Ran. Good, so we'll address that.
It's to be involved in what you're doing, whatever good thing you're doing.
So why am I only picking on the Ran? Okay, so let's go like that.
Well,
why am I picking on the Ran? Rashi also says that she has an Isser to be Messiah him, and the Mishnah is not talking about her Isser to be Messiah him. So now we should ask, if it's not talking about her Isser to be Messiah him, why is it talking about her Mitzvah to be Messiah him? The Teretz is, you don't have to learn like the Ran, that the Mitzvah on her is only a Mitzvah of Siyua.
Right.
You can learn that the Mitzvah on her is a real Mitzvah.
Rashi, I
feel like Rashi doesn't really say exactly what mitzvah it would be, but others do. Others do. The maknet.
Rashi does nothing about a mitzvah of kiddushin or anything else. He just says you should be osik if you're doing.
Yeah, but one mitzvah on her. One mitzvah is there on her. How would Rashi answer the Ran's kasha that she's not chayv and kruvavu? What mitzvah is the Mishnah referring to? Again, if I'm bothered in the Ran that the mitzvah that the Mishnah is referring to cannot just be a mitzvah that she's Messiah someone else, because if it is that, then it should have included the Isser as well. That's, if I'm going to ask that question on the Ran, then we need to figure out a different way of learning what mitzvah is on her that the Mishnah mentioned it. It's not just the Messiah to his mitzvah, but more, her own independent mitzvah. So the answer is there's other way of learning. There are others, other ways of learning. The Makneh brings the Ran, And he argues, the Machna says, listen to this. He says, Vesu Nira. Da'ab, Shayna Mitzvah, Pirivir, even though she's not commanded in Pirivir, like the next that bothered the Ran. Become Mokon, yeah, you should write down Ayin Machna over here, by the way. Become Mokon. Kivin, she writes a Lin Dosil Ish. She wants to get married. Asuli Bolloi, but like Kedusha. She's Asur Tabir without Kedusha. Mishrum, go see a Kedesha. There's a law in the Torah called the Sia Kedesha. Don't have be as Nusf. Cannot be as Nusf. Aye, Tananesha Sish. She's not a Nidah. There's no Isurim over here. But still, it's be as Nusf. Cannot be as Nusf. Go see a Kedesha.
Even if you're doing
the program, you're a Ramam, like the Ramam writes in the Kedushas, yeah? If you're not doing it the same Kedushin, that's called Lofsi Kedesha according to the Rambam. Now, that's a Rambam Shita. Could be there's other Shitas, but at least according to the Rambam, that's an Isur of the Torah. So he says, in Cain, heavy a Kedushin mitzvah. So the Kedushin is a mitzvah on her too. She's not commanded to prove it. But the Kedushin is a mitzvah on her anyway. Why? He says, come on, mitzvah Shchita. There's a mitzvah Shchita. You're not commanded to eat meat. But if you want to eat meat, there's a mitzvah to do Shchita. A fresh is truma. Shiluach a kain. Ain't mitzvah of a shchita of a fresh is truma. Ella, in rights of lecho, if you want to eat the grain, if you want to eat the meat, also with a shchita. It's also with that a fresh is truma. Shiluach a kain. You're not mechuyev to do it, but if you want to take the bonim, it's also until you send away the mother. V'apilu achi mevarchem aleim asher k'dishon nebi mitzvah yisim mitzivonu. A mitzvah shchita. Yeah? So on that also we can say, even for her, even though she's not mitzvah b'ruvu, mitzvah ba yoysim b'shlucha. Kedizim in the darim gavi afrashas truma, mitzvah dileu, that's a mitzvah. Ah, she doesn't have to do it, she's not commanded b'ruvu, true. But if she wants to be married, it's us to be married unless she does it. That's called a mitzvah. It's like, it's a matir. It's like shchita is a matir. But a shchita mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. On that mitzvah, just like a shchita, I could say mitzvah b'yesim b'shluchoy. Some of like it's it over here also. That the Machna says.
Oh, this is only her mitzvah, this is his mitzvah also.
Hear the voice, he's saying like this. According to the Machna, So Zok the Machna is saying the whole kasha that now we have no problems anymore. We have no problems anymore. We can say like Rashi, it doesn't mention her iser because it's only a siyua. Aye, it mentions her mitzvah, and the Ran says her mitzvah is only a siyua. Zok the Machna, no, a mitzvah, their own mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on her. It's a mitzvah on her. And he says more than that. He says, if it would be true, I mean, you know, we have to understand how the Ran learned, because, you know, they're arguing the Ran here, which is, you can't, you know, you have to defend the Ran also. But he says more than that. If it would be true that the only mitzvah we're talking about here is Puru Revu, so he says, even by the Ish, mitzvah bar yaitzim b'shlucha. Now, that's talking about every act of Kiddushin, right? Right, that's the Mishnah. Ah, maybe he was yaitzim Puru Revu already. Maybe a guy's coming to Kiddushin, and he already had he was already Yoytze Peruvu. It's not mashm in the Mishnah that, you know, it depends on the case. It's not mashm in the Mishnah meant, well, if you didn't have kids yet, then it's Mitzvah Mishulchan. But you already had kids, then not. It's not mashm in that. She says, even by the age, it's not talking about Peruvu. It's all about the Mitzvah Kedushin. Aye. One second.
He could have
been previously married.
And he says also, more than that, like to me, what Machna Tanya is like you Tanya. More than that, if you don't want Peru or Revu, then Kedusha is only a extra mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. And how can you compare that to the cases later on of being making the Shabbos? Making the Shabbos is a mitzvah. In making the Shabbos, it's learned out from the Torah. The Chinu was a Sheyaviyu. So we're not talking about extra mitzvahs over here, we're talking about mitzvahs. So if you talk about Peru or Revu, Kedusha is an extra mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. Ela al Kokach, he says, and I told Peru or Revu, that the mitzvah of Kiddushin, that itself is a mitzvah, and he explains that the truth is, if you look in the Sefer HaKiddush, he counts Kiddushin as its own mitzvah. It's not just a Hechsher mitzvah. Sefer HaKiddush counts it, no? So it's matim to what the... What? Yeah, what? It's its own mitzvah. So the matir tightened it up because it's a matir, and the matir is also a mitzvah. I don't know how to say, I don't know if that's what the chinuch meant. Yeah, ayin sham.
That is an actual mitzvah as opposed to just preventing him or being beside to someone.
Yeah, but he's saying no.
Yes, so this is an actual mitzvah.
No, but he's saying it's not an actual mitzvah. No, he's saying it's not an actual mitzvah.
No, but he's saying even stronger. Then not only is it not an actual mitzvah, but his initial thing, which is that the actual mitzvah, he's still saying that was in a mitzvah. He's saying it's not only that, it's an actual mitzvah.
He's saying if it only would have been an actual mitzvah, then that wouldn't have been enough. That's right? Elowati says that
the
point
is that she has
only it's about Kedushin. Once it's about Kedushin, she also has her own independent mitzvah of Kedushin. He says that you have to look in the Chinuch. You want to grab him in his Chinuch. See what he says, the Chinuch says over there. Or, say for the Rebbe, you want to get a Chinuch for Gimel. Say the Gimel. Gimel. But that's what he learns. He learns like that. All the kashas fall off. The question is, how the Ran learned? Because Ran doesn't say this. Then you have to work out. I don't know.
He's arguing
the Ran.
So why doesn't the map hold it? The man's mitzvah and the wish mitzvah.
What?
Like by the man's.
What?
Like it says the man also.
That's already a big Kiddush. The Makta wants to say, even on the man, it doesn't mean Peruvu.
Why?
Because that bothered the Makta to say it means Peruvu, because then the Kiddush is only a Heksha Mitzvah. And in Heksha Mitzvah, it's straight to say Mitzvah Bayesh Mishluchot. That obviously the Ran disagrees. The Ran's not Mukhuyib to agree to that. The Ran holds, no, if you're on Heksha Mitzvah, whatever. But the Makta holds, no. Even that means, even by the man, it means the Mitzvah Kiddush. Yeah? There happens to be also a Shita Shalonoi de Lami. He says it's Toma Peruvu. And he says, I have news for you. And each is also Chayim Peruvu Midarbon. Which is Chayim Midarbon, so that's the mitzvah. I think that's what he says, something like that. Or he says at least it's a Kiyam mitzvah for her, even though it's not a Chiyam mitzvah, it's a Kiyam mitzvah. I don't know, that's a Chiddush also. But if you look in Shita Benoit Lami over here, that's what he seems to say. You can write that down also, Shita Benoit Lami. No, where is it? Where's Bika Kishicha? Can you say it? Say, where is it? What parish is Bika Kishicha? Yeah, but where is that? What is Perek? What parsha is Perek? Perek of Dalit.
Dvarim of Dalit.
Yeah, of Dalit. So what parsha is Perek of Dalit?
Dvarim, you
know? No. What parsha is Perek of Dalit? Sacred Dvarim. What parsha is Perek of Dalit? Yeah, what parsha is it? Really quick. Whoa, look at this guy go.
Was it Shita what?
Shita Shlomo Noida Lami. They don't know who it is.
Kiseite,
that's what I thought. Where, the beginning, the end? The middle?
The end is Shishi. It's the coin lady, not Shishi.
We can take it back next time, ever.
Take it back now.
Let me see it.
Where is it?
What's
the Aleph? Baram Chav Dalet, what's the Aleph?
Kika Kishisho Baalo. Oye Moisim Tzachim Vino, Kimatsu
already counts it. Maybe it doesn't count it. leave it there, leave it there. I don't see it. It doesn't count it? Why is it not here? I don't know. I thought he brought it. I don't see it here. Ein Schon.